Welcome back, MGTOW Men. So today's content is about an email that I received from January 26th, and it's about not playing the game, but more specifically, not playing the specific game called Farmville. And no, I've never played it. I do know about it, but yes, it's Farmville. And the thing is, gaming platforms in our dating-obsessed culture also serve as dating platforms. They're not just perceived to be a gaming platform to waste the day away, to enjoy, to game, and to escape. They're literally used as a platform for emotional cheating as well, emotional affairs, whatever you want to have. And the thing about the gaming platforms, and definitely the ones on Facebook, is that they can be put off and labeled as harmless, especially for people in relationships, because they, on the surface level, they're like, yeah, I'm not going to the club. I'm not posting up on Tinder, Bumble, Plenty of Fish. I don't know what it's used. So guys in relationships end up getting blindsided by her involvement in his Warcraft clan. I've seen this. And next thing you know, she's moving on to Europe. Yes, this is a real story, and I'm going to read an email that shows you that this is all too common. It's been on the back burner for a while, so let's finally get it. All right, so the title of the email is Perfect Example of a Woman Leaving a Marriage for No Good Reason. So I went to my friend's house tonight for dinner and a game night. As we got into a conversation, my friend brings up his mom is getting a divorce from her second husband, and it turns out that her reason for getting the divorce is that she's getting bored. She says that all her husband wants to do when he gets home from his job as a trucker is sit on the couch and watch television. He just wants to relax and not go anywhere. So my buddy says it's not a big deal as he wasn't close to his stepdad, and in fact, he's not sure his mom really loved him anyway. He proposed to her during a time in which he and his mom were moving from Wisconsin to Florida. They had no money, but he did. And my friend says she saw him as a form of financial security. So all the boxes, the proverbial boxes, are just getting checked off one by one here. She basically used him for it. As a kicker, his mom was big into those dumb Facebook games like Farmville. 4 days after the divorce, you cannot make this up, 4 days after the divorce, she flew to France for a week to meet a guy she was co-building a farm with for about a year. This is so unbelievably childish. She said it worked perfectly to build with him as he could build up the farm while she slept and vice versa. Not sure how this beats watching TV for a hobby, but I guess Farmville is better. Anyways, big lessons to learn here. Women will use you for money, and they can leave you for any reason while profiting from the relationship and subsequent divorce. Obviously, this is a topic we go over and over in MGTOW, but I'd like to apply it closer to this situation of emotional cheating on online gaming. And then they're going to the next guy, so monkey branching in online gaming. Keep the content up. So the thing is, she's bored with him, but she's not bored with Farmville. She's bored with the relationship, but she's not bored with that game. She wants another game. Still, she's actually using Farmville to play another game, which is the dating game, which is jumping to the next guy. And what I see about this situation and what I see about her and what's going on with her is that this woman will not face whatever is driving her over the Atlantic Ocean to France. She thinks she's going to find it there. She thinks she's going to find what she's looking for going to France. Well, she's probably going to be on to the fourth marriage potentially. And this sounds, you know, like she's mailed it in. And when you mail it in like this, of course she's going to think that the husband that she had that came home from work and didn't entertain her wouldn't be enough to overcome the emptiness. And I'm making a cursory generalization here, but the women that are playing these games, Farmville, Words with Friends, Candy Crush, Angry Birds, okay, any other mindless and purposeless crappy Apple iTunes Store video game downloads, are the same that won't have any long-term commitments of any kind. I'm not just talking about relationships here. I'm talking about long-term habits that are positive in their life. This goes hand in hand. And sure, these creators are targeting the so-called soccer mom generation, so-called soccer mom group demographic. Although, since when is she binge playing? When is binge playing Farmville a sign of maturity for one? Okay, but a mother that is, you know, genuinely trying to raise the kids, I'm sure, likely. And there is a reason that I bet these game creators target that population. It's the soap opera effect. Except now you can actually meet the people in those soap operas. You can play with them. You can raise up a farm. You can get some chickens going. You know what? Let's get a cow or two. Oh, how cute. This is great. Imagine if this is the house that we're actually putting together. This is perfect. Don't you think we could get married? Sure. Come over to France. It's asinine. Okay, and to back this up, there's a couple articles that go along with this. So there's an article from The Guardian back when Farmville was booming. So this was like 2011. I would have been in high school at the time. And to rehash, for those of you that don't know anything about Farmville, it is a game for Facebook users, I believe, exclusively. I've never had a Facebook, so I'm not exactly sure on all the specifics. But at the time, there were 60 million people playing the game worldwide, 60. And here is the lead article, or the lead for the article. The game is inoffensive to the point of being adonine and unchallenging to the point that some commentators say it barely deserves the title game at all. Reading further, and this is a trend that I think the MGTOW community is well aware of, especially in the land of Candy Crush and probably Fruit Ninja, is the media's image of a gamer might still be of a man in his teens or 20s sitting in front of Call of Duty for 6-hour stretches, but the stereotype is now more inaccurate than ever. Game companies are increasingly creating products aimed at older women, a demographic that tends to be more interested in simple, casual games which can be played in short bursts throughout the day and don't require too much attention. Hence, we see people on the commute playing Candy Crush. We see people before bed playing Candy Crush or trying to shut their brains off. It's not even at the level of Sudoku. And so Farmville, with extremely simple gameplay and emphasis on social connection, has tapped into this market. Older women spend more time gaming measured in minutes per day than any other category of player. Again, this is 2011. And sure, if you want a game, go ahead. I was a pretty big gamer in the past. I'm not going to knock gaming for itself. But when gaming gets in the way of activities that are required to function, yeah, that's an issue. When gaming impedes a dude's ability just to take care of his life himself, that could be an issue. And when gaming leads to monkey branching, I also, okay, just so you know, tend to have an issue with that. Especially because it's not even taken seriously. And it's happening right under our noses. And with games like Warcraft. So I remember one of the first videos I ever saw upon coming to MGTOW was after watching an Elliot Hulse Yo Elliot video. And lo and behold, there's this guy on the side of my YouTube recommendeds called M Crafts. And he is saying why MGTOW was right. So I click on it. He tells me his story. He's raised to follow the traditional path, find the girl, settle down, be satisfied. And in order to do that, he believes that he has to find an Eastern girl. So he lands on a girl from Russia, I believe. In fact, I may actually be combining videos at this point. I'm not even sure. Anyway, she comes to the States, lives with him, and I think he's posted up in the Phoenix, Arizona area at this point. Sure, she lives with him, they get married, and lo and behold, the entire time, he's working, and she's just staying at home, sitting, you know, stating that she will go to work, you know, go to school, take care of whatever she was intending to do, work around the house, whatever it was, and she doesn't. Instead, she's monkey branching on Warcraft. She wastes each and every day of their marriage playing, maybe Starcraft, I'm not sure. The next thing that you know, she gets more into the clan, she gets into a Warcraft wedding, let's call it, and that's the anatomy of an emotional affair. So this guy that she's playing Warcraft with is from Tucson, I think he was. And for those of you who don't know, that's about an hour and a half away, so she had this thought out. M Crafts, jump to her, jump to him, then jump to the other guy through Warcraft. So she had her monkey branching eyes set for an hour and a half south of Phoenix, and now that is the story there. And okay, but the bottom line is these websites, these games, whether it's Halo all the way down to freaking Chutes and Ladders, okay, if it's online these days, I'm sure it is, and especially on Facebook, you're going to find emotional affairs that have led to the destruction of marriages over and over and over, okay? People view it as being docile, and oh, it's not a big thing. We're planting some crops and cultivating our farm. It's for pretend. We're just playing house. And do you think that this is how marriages used to fly? Do you think that you just went over to the neighbor's farm when it was in the 8th century Europe and you played house with your neighbor's husband? No, you didn't. Because if you did, you'd have some consequences. Okay, let's be Farmville swingers. If you think I'm kidding about this, I'm going to leave you with one more bit of verification thanks to an article from Adweek. All right, so this article is titled Facebook Infidelity Almost Triple Sales of Digital Surveillance Tools. So this is again from 2010. Farmville is booming. You know what also is beginning? MGTOW, at least as a philosophy on YouTube with an acronym. So let's see what the red pills are here. So we found out yesterday that Farmville stealth bot players, whatever that is, have sent out more than 220 million Valentine's Day virtual gifts on Farmville in less than 18 hours. However, Farmville virtual gifts are not the only hot selling commodity on Valentine's Day. Brickhouse Security is reporting that the sales of their stealth iBot computer monitor has increased by a whopping 242%. 220 million virtual gifts. What is this reality? Okay, there are 325 million people that live in the U.S. Okay, obviously, these are worldwide players, but still, that is far too much. And the reason for this huge increase in the demand of digital spying software indicates that married couples believe that their partners are involved in digital infidelity. What a surprise. Psychologists believe that one of the primary causes of this fear and insecurity is Facebook. The social networking giant has opened up avenues of digital and emotional cheating that were unimaginable a few years back. And now we have Instagram. Instagram was not what it was, okay? Instagram is far beyond what it was in 2010 and 2011. I don't even know when it was started, ultimately, but it was just, if it was that, it was just a fetus, so to speak, at that point. And that has opened up a whole other avenue. Okay, pretty soon Pinterest, I'm sure, is going to be looped into this. And this plays a major factor. And as a 24-year-old millennial that has grown up with this, I've never had Facebook in my life because of the potential insidiousness of these platforms. This can't be ignored. Okay, I remember people just calling me out when Facebook sprung up and I was in high school. And sure, my social life lagged, but there is a lot of desperation sometimes on these platforms. And these Farmvillian-inspired monkey branching episodes to somewhere in France can be in full force. Hey, you know, do what you want with this information, simps included, as I know that there is a simp and a half trying to impress a chick on Farmville with this ability to till the soil and plant some corn or whatever the heck that they do in that game, all right? You can't help but address this world of emotional cheating and eventual affairs and the instability of playing the game, because many are playing these games that have, you know, games have their purpose, don't get me wrong, but they're not Match.com. Apparently they are Match.com today, though. So go your own way. Thanks for listening, as always, guys. If you got a similar story, hey, you might hit me up with it. And also testimonies. I'm putting an ebook together of MGTOW men that have come to MGTOW, the philosophy and what it has done to benefit their life and how they came to it. If you want to share that, hit me up at sunrisecity@gmail.com or on Twitter @sunrisecity. Hoodies up, hoodies out.